football at 4 on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
It's D-Mac, Tommy Nail, and we're talking about what it takes to be a backup quarterback. And Tom was like, the kid from Walpole. I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I know him. Todd Collins.
Yeah. We gave him the business in high school. We scrimmaged Walpole. They were Division I. We were three. We were small. Crushed them.
Nice.
Oh.
Ipswich.
But that dude.
Well, Todd Collins is kind of the ultimate.
Great career. Great career.
16
no
years.
No CTE.
No way. How many games? 50?
21 starts, 51 overall.
16 years.
Mop up duty.
Now, you got to be okay with that role. You got to be like.
I think he was okay.
I think he was. So, he was drafted in the second round by Buffalo. I was there when he was drafted. He was buddies with Tony Klein and Justin Armour, local legend around here. Did you play with Justin when he was on the Broncos for a little bit, right?
Yeah, he's from Manitou, right?
Yep. And he's a high school coach down there now. He's a great guy. Great guy. And we had I was on a rock station in Buffalo at the time, and we did a dating game, and we set up Tony, Justin, and Todd Collins on a date, like a blind date. During the season, they actually came into the radio station and were willing to get set up on a blind date.
How'd it work out?
It worked out good for Todd Collins, I'll tell you that. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah?
See?
Tony hated his girl. She annoyed him. And Justin, the rumor with Justin at the time was he was a virgin in the NFL. So I don't know if that's true or not, but Todd had of all three of them, quarterbacks close deals. What can I tell you?
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
Bastards.
You can hate them all you want, but Todd, so we're talking about backup quarterbacks. So the question, what are the Broncos going to do with a backup quarterback? Well, I think we've been just presupposing that your backup quarterback is your developmental guy. I think under Elway, we got to get rid of that thought.
Right.
I think under Elway, we just got to think, no. Forget about developing anybody ever, period. Because this is what John really does best. So we really should just think about, like, the starter gets hurt. We got to have a guy to play two or three games is the best solution.
He should know. Bubby Brister was here.
Right.
Elway gets hurt. Bubby goes 4-0.
Right.
Elway comes back. We move on.
And Mike has said, by the way, on our show many times, one of his bigger mistakes was going with Greasy too early. Should have just started Bubby. And if Bubby didn't work out that
99.
Next year. Yeah. Yeah. If Bubby didn't work out.
Bubby didn't work out, then TD gets hurt. Bring Greaser in.
Fine. And it takes a load off Brian. And you have the full support of the team at that point.
Yeah. Everybody loved Bubby.
Well, who doesn't love Bubby?
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to meet that person.
I've been on. In the French Quarter with Bubby.
Yeah, I have too.
That's pretty fun.
I missed the show because of Bubby. I had to tap out, man. Bubby got me.
We might have been rolling that same night, actually.
We had dinner. Don't you remember having dinner?
That's right. Yeah, I kind of said.
Bubby.
He got in cars. And I said, well I'm not going to move forward here. And you just kind of kept going.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to work the next day.
Well, I did.
Salisbury came in, sent in for me. Sean Salisbury.
So maybe we've been thinking about this.
He's always a backup.
We've been thinking about this quarterback thing maybe the wrong way the whole time. Actually, maybe I still think I'm getting it right. Like, if you like a quarterback, take him early.
Andrew Luck coming out.
Get him.
Peyton Manning. These.
Right.
Short thing type guys.
If you loved Haskins, if you loved Haskins, go get him. You're at 10, figure it out, go get him. The Giants, if they love Haskins, I saw a mock today, they're at 6. They may have to move up to 3 because somebody may try to jump over him. The Raiders have 3 first-round picks. The Raiders can do some crazy stuff and mess with people. The problem I had last year was when the Broncos said they liked Sam Darnold, and they were at 5, and they just sat there and did nothing. And the Jets moved with the Colts, and the Jets moved up to get Darnold. My beef there was like, what are you doing? If you like this guy at all, you got to go get him. But in all honesty, if you just don't like anybody, really, nobody's ringing your bell, you don't care, hang on to your picks, get quality guys that can play, And I don't know, Tommy. I mean, who do you like best? Do you like Sean Mannion best? Do you like A.J. McCarron best? Who fits best in your system?
Trevor Siemian. They know him. He's cheap. He knows the city. His personality with Joe Flacco will be fantastic.
Actually, they'd be perfect.
They're like twins.
Holy cow. That would be a quiet quarterback room.
Yeah, very.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
And then you get your pick of guys that you think can fit. You're not wasting draft picks.
No.
And you got plenty of holes to fill.
You know what? If you don't take a quarterback in the top 10, basically, you never have to draft a quarterback. Because you can always pick one up in free agency. So forget about it. Don't worry about it. Because you need center, right? The offensive line.
I like the idea of seeing these guys that have been around the league for a couple years and getting game action, even preseason games.
Yeah.
Seeing them play NFL offense.
A.J. McCarron's really played against the Broncos, by the way. I mean, really played. You don't have to train A.J. McCarron.
And he played in a pro-style offense in college. So there's that, too.
I think that's it. You know, we've been hemming and hawing about quarterbacks for so long.
It's the sexy thing to talk about.
But
do you want to talk about a center?
No.
No. No. Nobody does. But you need one.
Yeah. Well, you need a... Yeah. No, you're right. You need a center more than you need a running back. I'll tell you that.
You're going to need a guard now?
You need every guy on the offensive line more than you need a running back. So when I see this Le'Veon Bell deal, I'm just like, okay. I mean, you got money to burn, I guess. You know,
see who they cut?
Yeah, it's hysterical. Go ahead.
Guy runs for 200 yards against the Broncos. No good.
Dude had the weirdest stat line of all year.
It was one game. There was an outlier.
What's his name? Isaiah Crowell. You got to see this guy's stats. One game against the Broncos. I mean, it was like one of...
It pops.
In NFL history, the most yards per carry. In NFL history. So he arguably...
With a minimum number of attempts.
Well, that's right. His attempts based on his yards was NFL history.
Right.
Like average per carry. NFL history. That is arguably the greatest running back game of all time. He had like 49 yards the rest of the year. His stats are comical.
You know his agent's shopping one film.
or is that a deeper indication of like you thought the Broncos were bad? I mean, this is really, if you want to talk about like the lowest moments for the Broncos defensively.
I could see Gurley getting it the next week.
You look at that Jets game and you look at George Kittle, and it's like, what was wrong here?
Well, they stopped the run that game, though. You can't do both.
So make a pick, Tommy. Who's it going to be? Who's your backup quarterback?
I like Siemian.
Siemian.
I liked him when he played here.
Fine, go get him.
He's okay.
What would you pay him?
Backups?
Yeah.
I give him a 2-year, $4 million.
Sounds good. Why wouldn't he take it?
Why wouldn't he?
I mean, unless
he's a smart guy.
Unless he wants to work, you know, in the insurance, you know, company here in the tech center
or something.
He
can do that at the same time.
Go get Trevor Siemian. Why not? Why not?
Hogan's still, I think he's still in the roster.
Yeah, but, well, okay, fine. Who do you want, Kevin Hogan or Trevor Siemian?
Well, they both can be there. Let him fight it out.
All right, you got
five games. Give him the Hall of Fame game.
Sounds good.
Give him the Hall of Fame game. Give him a half each.
Go for it. And you know what? We're more or less done with the conversation then.
Only March.
As long as you have Joe Flacco, and as long as you have as long as you have John Elway, you're just going to find more Joe Flaccos. Case Keenums, Peyton Mannings, the
proven,
yeah.
You know what you're getting.
And you're going to have a better chance to win with those guys than with Paxton Lynch.
Because that's a guess.
It's a big guess.
And it's late in the first round guess.
When we come back, the cops were called because of Odell Beckham Jr., and it's hysterical. Details next.
It's Bomb Cyclone 2019. Drive safe out there, Denver. Here's the drive.
on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. It's D-Mac, Tom Nalen. Out here in Elbert County, cleaning snow, 8-foot drifts. Listen to you guys. Keep up the good show. Gone 2 miles from my house trying to get another 3 to get my cows. I'll be listening for a while. All right. You know, we're number one with cows in Elbert County. We did see that demographic. So, Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. has been making people freak out. You got to hear this story. This is Fox 8 in Cleveland. Yeah. So check this out.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling and screaming, and you know, I don't want to get my kids out of the car yet because I don't know what's going on.
First, I thought it was a woman because it was very high-pitched.
Carita Jackson lives on Winslow Road.
And then I saw this man running down the street, just flailing his arms. And I was like, oh, my God. So I put my kids back in the car, of course. And so I was, call the police.
And then, boom, got OBJ. I was so excited. I couldn't help myself. I was just jumping around my house, and my little brother told me to stop. But I couldn't because I was so excited. So I had to come rejoice outside.
We got Odell! We got Odell! We got Odell!
Jumping up and down the street. We got OBJ! Like, oh my God.
However, Stewart's celebration was cut short when officers arrived. But when he told them why...
Oh, we got OBJ! And then we dapped it up. Everyone was on cool. They went back on about their day.
They dapped it up. His mom kicked him out of the house for celebrating.
How great is that? That's awesome.
Man, Cleveland starved.
They're into it, though. I mean, you got to admit, they're into it. I saw OBJ today on social media say, hey, Cleveland, I'll give you everything I got and all that sort of stuff. You know, those cities like Cleveland and Buffalo, you may not want to, like, really, like, live there. But
they love them.
They're going to love you. They are going to freaking love you. I mean, that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah. Denver's like that.
Denver is like that. Yeah.
Better weather.
Yeah. Denver's
better
like
place.
Denver's like the total package. Like the fan base is going to be like that. And it's just better to live here.
Yeah.
But you go to like San Diego, LA now. I mean, that's nobody even cares. 49ers? I don't know. I don't know about that fan base.
Mm.
Games are in Santa Clara. They're not in San Francisco. I mean, Santa Clara's an hour from San Francisco.
Kansas City's like that.
I think Seattle's a bunch of posers. I think they're just... They're in it when the team's good, and they're just...
I think they're more rabid for soccer.
They could be, yeah.
Sounders? Is that what they are?
Mm-hmm. Timbers? Sounders.
Mm.
So I want to say Timber. Well,
I don't know.
Would you want to play? So OBJ going to Cleveland is good, right? It's positive. You just want to win, don't you, in the NFL?
It's great.
I mean, do you care as long as you're winning?
No.
Do you really care what city it is?
Not really.
What difference
because
does it make, right?
In the offseason, you leave. You go wherever.
Yeah, go wherever you want. You don't have to stay there.
No, I don't think it matters as long as you think you have a chance to win. And that city's going to embrace him.
How many losing seasons did you have in 15 years?
We were 6-10 one year. My rookie year, 7-9.
Two?
I think that's about it.
Wow.
Maybe.
That's
eight
awesome.
We had some 8-8s in there.
It's not losing. It's not a losing season. 8-8, you're...
Feels like you're losing. You're not taken seriously at 8-8.
Yeah, but were you 5-8 and went 8-8, or are you like 8-6 and finished 8-8? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I think
you,
we had one of those.
You were in the mix. Well, Cutler year for sure.
Yeah,
where it was like 8-5, and
well, that's the Jake Plummer year. We got kicked to the curb, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, we were 7-4.
They put
in
Cutler.
We lost to the Chiefs on Thursday night Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. 10 days later, Jay's our quarterback, and we finish 8-8.
So what do you think it's what
three?
You, 3 and 15
What was
years?
The other one? Another 7 and 9?
07-99.
I don't take credit 94. For 07, though, because I was injured after.
Right. So really, two that you were playing in. Two that you're really participating in.
Yeah. Rookie year.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it, though, right?
Well, we had the same owners, same, for the most part, the GMs were consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Mike. I mean, I had the same coach.
How
the
would
same
you,
system. We had all the same assistants.
How would you survive, like, Joe Thomas going 1-31?
That's tough.
How would you do it?
I don't know. He took care of business. It went about as impressive how he played for crappy teams.
So how do you think this Broncos crew, who now is 11-21 in the past 2 years, are dealing with things?
It's a whole new team. Every year it's
not
a whole
Vaughn. Vaughn's not a new guy. Chris Harris isn't a new guy. Derek Wilson's not a new guy.
And they know what it takes to get back to it. They just need to bring other guys along. I don't know if Vaughn's that type of guy, but Chris Harris is. Matt Parr. Oh, no, he's not here. It sucks losing. It does. I know people think, oh, they just play for money, but there's guys on the roster making minimum,
mm-hmm.
which is still a lot of money, but it sucks losing. And Elway knows that more than anybody, which is why there is no rebuild. He wants to win. His name's attached to the team. It's attached to those last two seasons. He's not going to stand for that. He's not going to tank for a quarterback next year. 11-21 sucks. That's bad.
Hard to imagine, right?
I never had 2 years like that.
The Broncos. Back to back. The Broncos hadn't had 2 years.
The 6-10 year was Elway retired.
Right.
Atwater was gone. TD got hurt.
Right.
Breaking in a new quarterback. It was understandable.
And
we bounced back. We went 11-5 the next year.
You went to the playoffs the next year.
Yeah. Ran into Baltimore.
Not windy.
That
day.
Was a squad.
I remember that
with Gus.
Yep. Hey, Gus did fine.
It wasn't on Gus.
No.
That defense was
ridiculous.
Ooh, and that block Sam Gash had on Romo. We were all giggling.
Shannon had a big game that game for Baltimore.
Yeah.
It was their year.
He had a score to settle.
It was their year. Then he came back.
All forgiven.
I guess you can. Trevor Siemian can come back, right?
Anybody can come back.
You can come back.
Depends on how you leave.
Brock Osweiler came back. If Brock Osweiler can come back after skipping the ring ceremony and, you know, basically being insulted.
He had somewhere to go, didn't he?
He had a day of OTAs he couldn't miss. Couldn't miss that. Like, never mind the fact that the ceremony was at night. You know, he wanted to be sharp for that next day's OTA.
Well, knowing Brock, he needed that OTA. He needed all the practice.
So maybe people are asking about A.J. McCarron. He got released. What about Trevor Siemian? We'll get there next.
It's Bomb Cyclone 2019. Drive safe out there, Denver. Here's the drive.
Oh, correction. The Timbers are in Portland.
Who's Seattle? Sounders?
The Sounders, yeah.
Yeah. I know my MLS.
Hey, props to CU. They are whooping up. On Oregon State. CU's whooping up on Oregon State right now.
The Beavis?
Third, that's right. Go Beavs. I'm all about the Beavers. Go Beavs. 37-18. So we're at Oregon State this fall, January actually, for a baseball camp, and we went on a campus tour. And the two tour guides, like, they walked you to like a building. Here's this building. Here's why it's great. That's all right. Any questions? Okay. Go Beavs. And then they go on to the next spot. They would literally say
every
go.
Every time.
Every time. There had to be at least.
Like robots.
There had to be like 30 stops on this little tour. And after they finished, which each stop was go Beavs.
Like academic buildings?
Mm-hmm.
Go Beavs.
Yep.
Mm.
You know, if you want to just be a middle school juvenile, you can laugh because it's so obvious.
That's me.
But. They literally say it with a straight face up there like it's nothing. Like it's, they're into it. That's the dream school, by the way.
Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the mecca of college baseball right now.
It's unbelievable. It was so cool. So that, Lori Loughlin's her kids... So we found out what the Lori Loughlin, her kids are now not going to USC. They're out.
Asked to leave?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the status is, but they're not there anymore.
Well, they're on spring break.
Is it spring break?
She was on a billionaire's yacht when she found out 2 days ago. So
the kids were the kids on the yacht with where the whole family was there.
No, the daughter was there. She's friends with.
Oh, so it all went down.
Boat owner's daughter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's when she found out that she was a fraud.
Oh my God, I'm not that smart, mommy. I thought I was smart. Sorry, honey. Go Trojans. What's their thing?
How the kid asks the girl to leave mid? Can you?
Yeah, it's semester? College, dude. You can just whatever. You don't care.
You see, USC, they got duped.
What do you think they're studying there? Good old USC.
Her?
What do you think she's into? Thermodynamics? You think she's into quantum physics?
Architecture.
Yeah.
Applied mathematics, maybe?
She may be cranking out that old family studies major like Tim Tebow, you know, kind of figuring that out.
Family studies, what is that? What was your major?
Speech communication.
Okay.
Yeah, it was broadcast journalism, television, radio, film, but after a couple semesters, they asked me to leave.
Really?
Well, my grades, you know, convinced them to ask me to leave, and then I went to speech communication, which is not in the School of Communication. School of Visual and Performing Arts. So everybody that wasn't smart enough to actually get into the School of Communication was a speech comm major. Speech comm at Syracuse, they handed you a pamphlet, and it had every job in the world, and they said, this is the perfect major for all these jobs, because you theoretically had to talk in every single job. I'm like, okay. It's the easiest major of all time. You had to give, like, I gave, like, maybe 20 speeches over the course of 2 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's 20 more than I'd want to do. That ain't easy.
It's easy for me.
Speeches are terrible, terrifying for me.
Yeah, we speak, small groups, videotape, go back, critique it. That's a nightmare for you.
Yes.
Right. No big deal.
Here.
What was your major?
Accounting.
Did you get your degree?
Mm-hmm. Four years.
Good for you.
They force you to.
So you're
have to graduate in 4 years at BC.
Why?
It's just the way they set up. You have to take 5 classes per semester.
So you took summer classes then, obviously.
No. 5 per semester.
You took 5 classes in the fall.
Everyone did.
In the fall.
Fall, spring.
You didn't just...
4 times.
You just didn't take classes in the summertime and just knock them out.
Nah.
Why?
Wasn't an option.
I'm impressed.
Mm.
How'd you do that?
It was what it was. I didn't know any different.
We talked to Sam Jones. Sam Jones of the Broncos went to Arizona State. And
he left early, though, right? Did he graduate?
No.
He didn't leave
early?
Well,
he did graduate. But I asked him, I go, oh, what were your, you know, what did you do your senior year? He goes, I was a professional football player. I go, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, I'd already, you know, I was already done. I, you know, finished up. I go, where'd you live? We had an apartment in Scottsdale, which is like 20
minutes. You're kidding
me. I swear to God.
See, my 5th year, I'd already graduated. I took 3 classes.
Mm-hmm.
One was Baroque music.
Baroque.
You know, the period.
Sure. Not just,
yeah,
you
know, harpsichord and
not
all
just
that.
Jazz musicians down on
no,
their luck.
It's Baroque.
Right.
And 2 other classes. Never went to them. Played in a bowl game. They became from I's to F's in January. Incomplete to failing. That's what I did with my education right there. I could have. A lot of my teammates were getting MBAs.
Yeah.
Not me. Mm-mm. 3 classes.
Baroque.
I was eligible.
Yeah, that's it. You were going for that master's. You got your degree. You did better than most.
It was so idiotic. I could have graduated from there with a master's degree in something. For free. Nah. I'm good. I got this. I'm going to the NFL, baby.
Let's go out to Ernie. Hey, Ernie, you're on the fan. What's up, dude?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First thing, I'll make it short and simple. I've been listening to everybody on everywhere. I say, Denver Bronco fan, just slow your roll. Next year we've got $100 million in cap space, and that's where we need to get excited about next year. I'm fine with our team doing whatever, but next year we need to get it done. Nathan, I hope they hire you. You got my vote. Go Broncos.
Yeah, Ernie.
Next year, baby.
Go Ernie.
Woo!
Love that guy.
We got Odell.
Ernie's okay with Broncos sucking this year. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah,
wait till the football season rolls around.
Ernie's full of crap.
No, 0-3, Ernie's going to be irate.
Here's what we figured.
What are we doing?
Right.
We're not waiting till next year.
What we figured out around here is nobody really wants to rebuild. Nobody wants to do it.
No.
No. And Elway doesn't want to do it. And Joe Ellis isn't going to, it was probably enough that Joe Ellis told, you know, Gary Kubiak he couldn't hire, like, everybody in his family back to work here.
No more children.
Sorry, Gary. Like, it wasn't enough for Gary just to be the offensive coordinator. He really did need three other human beings to have jobs with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what in the world kind of authority would Vic Fangio have if Gary Kubiak could, you know, say, Pirianni's back, Dennison's back, my son's the quarterback's coach? You know, Fangio's got no hand there whatsoever. But Fangio didn't care.
Fangio could care less about the offense.
Didn't care. Yeah, doesn't care. I don't think he knows what's going on.
I don't want him to stay.
Who cares, though, right?
Do your conference press conferences.
Right.
Go to the defense.
Right.
Help Ed out. Donatell. That's it. Don't mess with the offense.
Why bother? That's what Foxy was doing. You remember that?
Do you want John Fox going anywhere near the offense?
You know what John would do? He would go, Peyton, you okay? And Peyton would say, yeah. And he'd be like, okay, great. How's everybody doing? You remember the
famous... You want to take a knee here before overtime? Okay.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, okay.
That was bad.
Sounds good.
Foxy screwed that one up.
Don't give a guy like John Fox too much...
I know.
Too much leash there.
I know. That was a bummer. I remember talking to Dreesen, and Dreesen was like, oh, man, that sucked about the play.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm getting my helmet on. I'm going back on the field. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
He's like, what are we doing? Taking a knee. In fact, he was surprised that Peyton didn't wave off the whole taking the knee thing.
I don't think he was complicit with
and
it.
He was very cold.
This heater's over here.
Peyton.
I'm staying here.
Peyton, where were you for that game?
Watching it at a steakhouse.
You didn't go to the game. You weren't there for that.
No, I don't know. I was working.
Yeah, I know. No, that's why I asked.
Watching in a bar.
That's why I asked.
Couldn't believe it.
I was on the field.
I was like, are you kidding me?
It was ridiculous.
With overtime rules?
Double
overtime. Why would you do that?
Double overtime.
No, just the rules itself.
Yeah.
That's too much to chance.
Handed the ball to Ronnie Hillman three times. You got Peyton.
Timeout left, too. One, at least.
Oh, man. Did they?
They did.
First down, you win the game. They were the best team, too, in the NFL that year. They would have won the Super Bowl, no doubt about it. It was so cold, dude. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
It was cold on the other sideline, too, no?
Ah, there you go.
It's cold the whole time on the other sideline, too.
There you go. Flacco. No glove the whole time.
Playing cold weather.
Couldn't believe it. Like, I show up there early, and it was zero, like, pregame. It was that bad. And Peyton had been messing around with the gloves, the whole thing. And, you know, he's coming off the neck, and I don't blame him,
couldn't
by the way.
Feel his hand.
No, it's incredible what he did. It's incredible what he did. But it was kind of just, it took your breath away a little bit to be there, to stand on the field, feel how cold it was. And Flacco, just bare hands. I got to give props to Joe. Did Joe Flacco, during that time, how about this, propping up Joe Flacco a little bit? He was unbelievable. I mean, he really was incredible.
That run in the playoffs.
It was amazing. 11 touchdowns, no interceptions, games on the road. I mean, it was amazing.
But they're used to playing in crappy weather in Baltimore, and that cold there is different than here.
The question is, can you bring that Joe Flacco back? We'll hear from John Elway with James Palmer about that next.
It's Bomb Cyclone 2019. Drive safe out there, Denver. Here's the drive.
D-Mac, Tommy Nealon on the RamosLaw.com text line. An accountant is what you're going to do. So your previous occupation was laundering money for the Irish mob from South Boston. Why waste your time with D-Muck? Well.
Is that you?
I guess. That's a nice version of my nickname. That's fine. I'll take D-Muck. Tom came to my fourth grade class back in the day when he was on the Broncos, and I love him. Well, that makes you feel a little old.
Is that in Denver?
I guess. Do you remember going to a fourth grade
back in Massachusetts, I used to go to, like, Flag Day.
I'm sorry, what?
My high school coach was a elementary school teacher back in, like, Hanover, Massachusetts somewhere. So I'd go to Flag Day. But I'm not kidding you about talking to people, like, an audience. I'd go to schools here in Denver that won, like, the Broncos food drive.
And you'd be nervous.
And I'd bring props. I would start talking and go, here's Super Bowl rings. Here you go. I'd bring helmets, anything to distract these first graders.
In front of eight-year-olds.
First graders.
Six-year-olds.
Yes. Just to distract them for anything I was saying. It was intimidating. 30, 60 little beady eyes looking at
me. So how do you do this?
This is easy. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm talking to you. One-on-one's fine.
But if we had...
There's a reason why
if we had 15 people here, it'd be...
Awful. Brutal. I wouldn't talk. There's a reason why my Ring of Fame thing was 20.98 seconds. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Had two shots in Bowen's suite. Mm-hmm. Came on down. Talked for almost 21 seconds and got the hell out of there.
So when you were talking to the media, I was having this conversation about you. Somebody was asking me about Paradis, and I'm like, yeah, Paradis is a real, like, kind of throwback. He's really kind of... like Tom Nalen, because the not talking the media thing, you didn't start that.
No, it was Alex.
But you liked it, though, right?
It was Alex Gibbs' rule.
Okay.
In my second year, and I thought it was great. It was an excuse not to talk, because I'm apt to say stupid things. You'll find this out shortly.
Yeah.
So it just prevented me from saying stupid things like giving away a game plan or saying something horrible about a guy I'm playing against.
Right.
It prevented that. It was perfect. The media didn't see it that way. And I was friendly to most media members.
That was the reputation.
I would talk to everybody.
That's just what everybody said.
The last thing I want to do is talk about football to those guys, because they would print it.
Right.
So I avoided it. Let's talk Red Sox. How my C's doing? B's. Anything.
So you didn't care. You probably enjoyed it a little bit. I mean, you probably had a good relationship with some of the fellas, I suppose, but you wouldn't go on the record.
Right. Gary Miller, I'd play flinch games with them all, and it was, you know, it was all a joke.
And Stink was the same thing.
Stink was a...
That must have killed Stink, though.
He was a...
That must have killed him.
He was a wolf in sheep's clothing, I think. He was... His eyes were always on the media. I think he had a plan.
Do you think?
I think he was saving up all his material. He's writing stuff down. Meeting everybody, getting contacts.
So did you
guys?
Because
as soon as he left, he had a job at ESPN or something.
So did you guys kind of not quite trust Stink?
No, you wouldn't say anything to him. No, no, no.
You knew
it was deep state.
You knew what was going on with
him.
Yes,
yes.
You knew.
Knew. He would. We'd find articles from back in Alaska or Idaho that he was talking to, like, local reporters.
Thought he was getting away with it.
Yeah. Oh, we'd search them out. This is pre-internet.
That would be hard.
Yes.
How exactly would you track
down newspaper clippings that we get in our mailboxes from people ratting them out?
I don't ever see anything. It just kind of falls out of my mouth.
Yeah. He was plotting the whole time.
Zim?
No.
Easy.
He was true to it.
He loved it.
He loved it.
Yeah. Tony Jones?
I think Tony liked to talk. I don't think he had an interest in media. You ever see Tony Jones after a game?
Mm-hmm.
What he'd wear? Him and his wife? Matching outfits?
I guess I didn't notice
fantastic
that.
Fantastic dresser.
Really?
Oh. We were the opposites.
Habib?
Nah, Habib had no interest. Sells
Doc.
He sells real estate now. Doc and Stink.
Yeah, he could dress
I think they
guys.
Had a radio show
they
at
did.
One point.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, they had. There was something going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else was there? After those guys, it was a...
Oh, yeah, Casey Jones on today. Casey Jones...
See, I had lunch with Casey last week, and I had no idea. He was doing games for Miami, some college games with Gino Toretta.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's a shocker to me that much... He's probably shocked that I'm doing it too, but I had no idea Casey had an interest in media.
Did it serve a bigger purpose... I mean, it went for a long time, by the way, because you just kept, you know.
It never ended for me. It was 14 years.
I know. And you basically bullied the room
Well, it was a fine system. People were encouraged not to talk.
Yeah, but nobody really cared about, like, you kept it going, like, way longer than, like...
Alex is gone, and...
You just kept it going.
Well, we used money for parties and things like that, the fine money. So there was...
Like, were you still there when... No, Ryan Clady, you were done...
he was there.
Oh, he was there, okay.
Yep, yeah. We got his rookie money. It was great having those first-round picks around.
Lepsis, George Dan Foster. Neal, George Foster.
Yeah, Cooper Carlisle. Ben Hamilton.
Chris Cooper?
Harry Swain. Chris Cooper? Oh, yeah.
That was easy.
Dewey.
He probably didn't care.
No, I think he'd like to talk. Yeah.
It was, you know what's funny, though, when you think about intangibles with championship teams, and I'm not saying that it has to be that way, the way you guys were, but you know what? It was a thing. It actually was a thing. It was a thing that... was a common bond about being a Bronco. It was. Now, I'm not like...
Like an O-lineman Bronco.
It was. It was like, if there's something about this. There's a tradition here.
Other O-lines adopted it.
There's a legacy here.
Once other O-lines adopted it, the NFL really started to crack down on us. Schefter would be so mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time, I think he was the president of the Football Writers Association or something. Mm-hmm. So once he found out other teams were adopting our... no media rule, he got mad. But you know what? We talk about Super Bowl week and the media days.
Mm-hmm.
Once they forced us to talk, they didn't want to talk to us in the first place.
There's not much to hear about.
It was just a power struggle.
Yeah, it was.
What are they going to ask me? What would you ask me?
Depends on what point of your career.
I'll tell you. Eighth year in the NFL, I'm at the Super Bowl. What are you asking?
You're in the Super Bowl in your eighth year?
Yeah, I have to talk to you.
Okay.
And John Elway's talking over here and Sharp's talking over here.
Elway's still on the team eight-year Super Bowl.
Whatever. I'm just making this fictitious
thing. I'll tell you about
some juicy pieces over there and this fat, pasty white me over here.
Tell me about your relationship with John Elway.
Nah.
What does it mean in terms of zone blocking? That makes you guys successful, that you block for a 2,000-yard rusher?
That's too complicated to even go into. I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay.
You'd ask about zone block. There's five of us you got to ask. Now you can ask us
Super
anything.
Bowl. This is the type of conversations that happen in the Super Bowl.
You're going to go to four of the guys and ask them the same question about
easily.
Zone
blocking? They're all sitting right there. I'm going to get close to each one.
Separate tables.
I'll find you. You're there for 45 minutes.
Then you're going to create a rift because they're all going to give you five different answers. That's not what zone blocking is, you idiot. Why are you giving the game plan away? Now they're going to know.
Oh, yeah. Big secret what you guys have with zone blocking.
Well, nobody figured it out.
What's holding to you?
Is this a question?
That would be. I don't hold.
I don't know what it is.
Mm.
What are you talking about?
Gotcha.
I mean, our receivers get held all the time. Is that what you're talking about?
So you'd just be a jerk then, is what you're saying.
I wouldn't give you anything.
Even if we were just chatting... You know, so you'd force me to say, did you like Carl Yastrzemski more than Wade Boggs?
I wasn't really, I don't remember Yaz, but yeah, I'd take Boggsy.
Who'd you like better, Fred Lynn or Dwight Evans?
Dewey?
You
know,
yeah, who, who's
Dewey.
Your guy? Dewey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go like, it would be like that.
Yeah.
You'd break it down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk Red Sox.
Mo Vaughn or David Ortiz? Wasn't Mo really secretly better?
Poppy wasn't playing then, but.
Right. You know what I'm saying.
I love Mo Vaughn now. Oil Can Boyd. Woo. Some squads back then.
Oh, I know. Rick Burleson was my guy.
Roosta?
I go way back. Wade Boggs.
You're 2 years older than me.
Wade Boggs was my guy. He was my guy.
He was everybody's guy because he always felt like you could do what he did.
But then
slap the ball around.
Right.
Hit 330 every year.
But then he was just really into chicken and sex. And
no panties.
All right, here is Mark Schlereth.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
So as far as free agency is concerned and the Chicken Little, oh, the sky is falling, we didn't do enough. Calm down. Because the next week, the next 2 weeks, this is where the value is going to come. And this is where you're going to hopefully build your roster, not spending $15 million on a safety that had an off year. Come on, guys. That's how free agency works. And as far as the Broncos are concerned, I'll be critical of John Elway and I'll be critical of the organization when they deserve criticism. I've proven that the last 4 years on this program. But here's what you have to look at. You've got to look at fiscal responsibility and the players that they targeted and the players that they got. And I think they've improved themselves as a football team. So, you know what? Pump your brakes. Let the free agency thing play out until the draft, and then we'll see exactly what kind of football team we have assembled when it's time for camp to come around and for the players to get their cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.